This is Davin's Den.
We are back. You are listening, watching Davin's Den, segment three. Joe and I, joined by Kevin Lee. We're going to play a game. Oh, wow. We haven't played this in quite a long time. A game called In the Barrel. In the Barrel. I have actually never been the administrator of the game. I've always been the contestant. But here's the premise of the game, fellas, and for all those listening. I will read a story from the news, a real story, and each one of you will have 60 seconds to come up with as many jokes, you will spit jokes about said story as possible. I will determine if they are funny or not.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So each one gets 60 seconds.
Okay.
You understand?
I understand.
You understand?
Yes.
Kevin, as our guest, would you like to go first on the first story, or would you like Joe to go first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Kevin will be going first.
And I'm nervous.
Yes, well, you should be. there's a lot of pressure in this game. But you fancy yourself an improvisational comic.
Yes.
So we'll see just how improvisational you are.
I gotta get in my mood first. Hold on. What's up, asshole? How y'all doing, asshole? All right, I'm in my mood.
That's not gonna work. Now, I'm undefeated. So you don't get a crack at the champ tonight.
Uh-oh.
You gotta take down Joe before you get a crack at the champ on your next visit.
All right, I have to take down Joe. Next time I come down, it's me and you.
Well, if you could take on Joe. Maybe Joe beats you.
He might.
All right. So here is the first.
I got the improv skills of a boulder, so we'll see what happens.
So Kevin will get the first crack of the story, then Joe will get the crack. When I say go is when the counter will start. But gentlemen, please listen up. A controversial vlogger has been arrested in Virginia for incest after audio was leaked online of her allegedly confessing to regular sex with her dementia-ridden mom, according to reports. Comic character creator Christine Weston Chandler, known as Chris Chan, was busted in Richmond on Sunday and later transferred to Central Virginia Regional Jail, where she is being held. Oh, I'll play the fucking ant song after this. Being held without bail, officials confirmed to the Post. Greene County Sheriff's Office confirmed in a Facebook post that Chandler was charged with one count of incest, calling Chandler he, despite the trans vlogger's preferred pronouns. Actually, I'll play it now, and then we'll continue with the story, so I don't give anybody an unfair advantage.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel, where we find out who will reside there during the show.
Who'll be in the barrel as we laugh as they climb its walls? Who'll be in the barrel because what they said sucked balls? Who'll be in the barrel? We're gonna find out and see. Could it be Pip or Davin or our old pal Joey?
Or Kevin Lee?
That's what you say, yeah.
I keep on forgetting I've done these bumpers before.
Oh, what the fuck? Why did that start? Oh, hold on. Now I got to fix that. God damn it. What the hell's going on here? I got to fix my... I don't know why that started. All right. Anyway, so I'll continue with this story.
How much time we get?
You get 60 seconds when
When
I say go. Her arrest came a day after the sheriff's office received information involving sex crimes against a family member. The sheriff's office said, confirming Chandler and the alleged victim both live in the county. This is an ongoing investigation with additional charges pending, the sheriff's office said. The 39-year-old, who is also known as Sonichu, already faces up to 12 years in prison if convicted of the single count of incest. The arrest came after a taped phone call was leaked allegedly catching Chandler confessing to having sex with her 79-year-old mother, whom she repeatedly featured in her online postings and has revealed suffers from dementia, according to Insider. Calling it incest fan fiction come true. The person on the tape who was alleged to be Chandler said that her mom made the first movie, admitting she was partially confused and it took a few tries to get right, the report said. As luck would have it, they would go on to have sex every third night, but had an open relationship, the voice purported to be Chandler told an unidentified woman in the clip. The audio suggested Chandler, who ABC7 said is autistic, admitted it happened when she was very, very horny, and that God said it was okay. Chandler appeared to be aware of her impending arrest in her last Twitter post on Friday. Today's collective card appropriately is turning in, she wrote, featuring an image from collective community-created card game. There is drama in the air today. Each and every one of you are all encouraged to withdraw from any and all dramas, gossip, rumors, and whatever else will, and already has approached your way today. Her arrest had been filmed by blogger Ethan Ralph, showing her led away from a Regency Inn in handcuffs as someone shouted at her, "Go to church! I am compliant. I am good like this," Chandler called out to those filming her, but detained by three officers. "I am Christian Sonichu, your goddess Blueheart, and I continue to stand strong and I maintain everything with CWCville and my Sonichu, Rosechu, and everybody," she shouted of her cartoon creations. "I keep in good faith. Everything is going to work out," she shouted, even joking that it felt good one of the officers frisked her around her chest. Chandler has featured her mother on her social media pages several times over the years, most recently on July 11th, when she shared photos of her sporting a new haircut. "Barbie Chan got a styling haircut. I did that. First time cutting anyone's hair. It looks really good," she wrote. In May, Chandler shared a series of photos of her mother as a younger woman, as a part of a tribute. "Hi, Mom. Remember everyone, regardless of situation, your mom, mother, or motherly figure had a life and a past of her own back in the day before you came along. She has gone through a lot for not only you and yours, but herself as well." The pair was previously arrested 10 years ago after Barbara hit a local game store manager with her car, leading them to pay a fine and undergo community service and a year of probation. Chandler was also given a suspended jail sentence for macing a GameStop worker in 2014. So, Kevin, when I hit the stopwatch momentarily, you will go. And go.
First of all, that story is longer than the time she did in prison or jail. Second, she directed in a new movie directed by our ex-former president called Grab Your Mama by the Pussy. It's a new porn movie that's coming out. So anybody want to get that, it'll be on Pornhub. What else? She probably needs to stay out of New York, out of Albany, that's for sure. But you know what? That sounds like a good story for West Virginia. What was this at? This is in Richmond, Virginia? That's a West Virginia story right there. So, sleeping with your mama, huh? Wow. Throw mama from the train, now you're banging your mother. Wow. All right, so what else? So that's it for me. That's all I got.
All right, we have Kevin clocked in as three quality jokes. I am a much harder greater than Pip is, but I got you at three. Joe, let me reset the clock. All
right. Quality jokes, right? Well, by the way, Joe got a chance to write stuff down for pad and pen while you're talking. I don't have.
Yeah,
that
you'll get
option.
That. Yeah, I'll give you a pen and paper. You'll be able
see
to
see Joe
do
like this while you're talking. I'm sitting here trying to memorize everything. And I had
well, now you're giving him more time to think.
Well, I had a few extra the jokes more you I couldn't get on because the story was so long and I forgot them.
No, don't blame me for your failures, my friend. All right, Joe. When I say go, you go. Go.
Chris Kahn, the incest mon. The good news is that mom's got dementia, so she couldn't remember who he was. Not only was the call leaked, so was it depends. You can tell me we're not married as we were having sex every third day. He is not like, but when you're told to go fuck your mother, you don't do it. He frisked around her breast, but had to reach all the way down to her ankles as well. There you go. That's all I got.
Okay. I got Joe in at five quality jokes to Kevin's three. So that round goes to Joe. Let me give Kevin
give him a pencil and paper. He's
well, I mean, good is a, you know, good is a sliding scale. It's not that good, but
go fuck your mother. Joe Pesci line was good.
So round one all to right. Joe. All right, so let me give you a pen and paper. Let me ask what I got here. Pen.
All right, thank you, sir. You have to write down shit by this long ass story you're reading. This one will be short.
Don't bitch about the stories, motherfucker. Now my phone's yelling at me. Hold on a second.
Freaking,
let me get you something to lean on.
Joe, I'm good right here, buddy.
You good?
Yeah, Joe wrote a freaking novel while you were talking.
your best work is coming now, my friend. If only you were this funny before.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Hey, my jokes were decent.
Yeah, they were right. Three of them were. This shit ain't easy.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, shit. All right.
Now pick up the camera.
All right, there we go.
All right. Here we go. Now Joe will go first. On this story, this one I called Clinger with a Window Seat. All right. This COVID-infected flyer is a total drag. An Indonesian man with the coronavirus disguised himself as his virus-free wife to board a commercial flight in the country, according to officials who arrested him. The traveler, only identified as DW, allegedly wore a niqab covering his face as he flashed his better half's identification card to slip on the recent CityLink flight from Jakarta to Ternate, according to CNN Indonesia. The cross-dressing flyer allegedly also showed officials his spouse's negative test results while claiming to be her, according to the outlet, which didn't report when the incident happened. But the traveler was foiled midair when a flight attendant saw him enter a bathroom wearing the veil, then leave in men's clothing, according to the report. An officer on the plane quickly tested the man for COVID-19 and put on personal protective gear on him after the test came back positive. Ternate COVID-19 Task Force Operational Head Muhammad Arif Ghani said, according to the report. The traveler was forced to evacuate, then taken by ambulance to his home and self-isolate, he said. Local police said they will prosecute DW after the isolation period, according to the outlet. Indonesia has become a hotspot for coronavirus infections in recent weeks, with nearly 3 million cases and 74,922 deaths. As of Wednesday, and Joe, go.
DW stands for dress... Without, you know what? I don't have much.
Are you done?
That's it.
Are you
done? Yeah, I'm done.
All right, let me reset. Wow. All right. Hold on. What the fuck's going on here? Let me reset. Now I got to go to timer. I got to let this play through. Let's see. I wasn't expecting to be that finished, and I don't know the technology that well.
I didn't expect the story to be so quick.
don't blame the stories. You know how Pip does.
Provisions, proofread it.
Pip mixes them in. She does long ones, quick ones, funny ones, not funny ones. So I'm channeling my inner Pip. I'm trying to do the best that Pip would do. So, all right, Kevin, get ready to go. We're going to go in a few minutes.
Okay.
By the way, you need one to win that round.
At least I'm here for one.
We'll see. All right. Go.
All right. Here we go. First of all, where the hell was this guy going? He had to be so desperate to pretend. First of all, he should have known that the disguise thing doesn't work because Michael Jackson got busted doing that years ago, trying to be in a disguise with a veil on. It doesn't work. But he does have a career on RuPaul Drag Queen if he wants to go that route. Where the hell was he going that he had to fake that like he didn't have COVID? So important. What country was this again?
Jakarta.
There's not a lot to do there. So I don't know. Was he going skiing or what? So I don't know. That was just kind of weird that I've never heard anybody faking not to have COVID and dress up like. And then he went in and put on a suit and came out with a suit on. And he came out with a suit that probably looked like Pee Wee Herman's suit, so you know that he was automatically exposed. So that's it for me.
You got one, but you won the round. There was a whole lot of setup there, Kevin.
I know. Which one was it? Was it the RuPaul drag queen?
The RuPaul drag queen was the joke. That was the one that put you over there.
I figured it was.
That was funny.
That's all your face.
That was funny. Funny. All right. So on this one, so we are tied up at one round apiece. On this one, Kevin will go first.
Alrighty.
I'll tell you what, Joe. You know what I've realized? This fucking game needs me. If I don't participate, it can be a struggle.
Well, you're quick on your feet, Davin.
Well, you fan.
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah, I mean, that's talented. I love the game, though, because it makes you a better writer.
It's a good game. It's a good game for comics to do, too.
That's why we're doing it with comics.
Yeah, it's a good game. All right. Because think quickly.
That's the point. All right, this one, Kevin Lee will go first. I title this one, Losing Her Head. The suspect who beheaded his girlfriend with a machete in broad daylight in Minnesota is an illegal immigrant from Cuba who was wanted by ICE. Alexis Sabarit, 42, is charged with brutally murdering his 55-year-old girlfriend, America Mafalda Thayer, while they were sitting in traffic in suburban Minneapolis last week. Thayer's body and decapitated head were found and dumped by her car in the middle of an intersection on July 28th. It has since emerged that Sabarit, who is charged with second-degree intentional murder, was in the U.S. illegally from Cuba. ICE had tried in 2012 to remove Sabarit from the U.S., but his native Cuba would not approve the travel documents. Instead, Sabarit was released on an order of supervision. ICE confirmed Sabourin had a lengthy criminal history in the U.S., including domestic abuse convictions in Minnesota and Louisiana. He also has pending charges in Minnesota from last year for first-degree arson and damage to property. At least one of the domestic abuse convictions related to his slain girlfriend. He was arrested in 2017 for pinning Thayer to the ground. Following that arrest, Thayer had begged the court to throw out a pretrial no-contact order so she could see Sabourin. I live with Alexis Sabourin for 4 years. We never have a problem, she wrote in the note. He don't have anyone in this country, and I don't speak English, she added. I need to be in contact with him to help us. We will go to any treatment recommended, she said. I need no contact order removed, please. The court granted her petition. Sabourin is currently being held on the murder charges from the July 28th killing. He's accused of attacking his girlfriend with a knife while they were sitting in a car at an intersection. Police say they were told a body with no head had been pulled out of the car and that a suspicious man had been spotted walking in a nearby alley, a criminal complaint says. Officers found Thayer headless body next to her car when they arrived at the scene. Her head was dumped about a foot away. Police found a machete-style knife as well as a bloody shirt and shoes in the nearby alley. Investigators have not yet said that what motivated the attack. Sabourin was arrested 1.5 miles away. So,
wow.
All right, Kevin, you have first crack at it starting now.
Now?
Now.
Okay. Oh, man. So this guy here took getting head pretty serious. I mean, really serious. And he should have... I think O.J. did it. I think O.J. did it. We got to blame O.J. for this one. Where was O.J.? Anybody want to know where O.J. was? And, you know, he got out of jail. Like, they released him? Wow. He should have used some black slang. That would have helped, you know. That would have kept him in jail probably longer if he used some black slang. So I don't know if that would have helped. But, wow. He was released. They found a headless body, and he was released. Like, geez. So you know what he should have did? He should have left the head on. And just kind of portrayed the Weekend at Bernie's thing for a while. You know, I think Weekend at Bernie's, he at least until he escaped. But him, the fact that he just dumped the body and then walked off of a head. And who saw a guy walk off a head and didn't, like, freak out, you know? Because it's not like it's October
and
31st.
Time. Time. We got Kevin with three on that one. Kevin with three quality jokes. Joe, your time starts now.
When he was questioned by the police, they asked him, you rode on a raft from Cuba to get here. Why? And he said, to get ahead. is that a machete in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me? His crime is head and shoulders above the rest. Well, I guess I don't have to get you that hat you wanted for Christmas. That's what I got. That's it.
Well, you tied at three, because Joe gave up. I've never seen such giving up. And you, you guys are like, no, I'm done. Thank you.
That joke, that second joke that Joe did counted.
Which one was that? Which one?
The second one he did was horrible.
Which none of these are amazing, Kevin.
That's true.
I mean, you know,
no, we're not bringing this to the weekend.
Yeah, seriously.
I like the. I'll have to buy you the half of Christmas. That was funny.
Not even bringing this to the workshop.
Yeah, you know, why'd he come here to get ahead? That was funny. I mean, Joe.
That was funny.
Had some good ones.
That was a good one, Joe. Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so
it was funnier.
What? I gave you OJ.
Oh, you gave me OJ.
I gave you OJ. Okay. You each had three on that one.
All right, sounds good. Where we at?
All right, so you've each won one round. You're tied. Joe has more funnier jokes, if that's the tiebreaker. So now I believe Joe will go first on this one, on this story here. Just making sure the technology's working. I call this one Down the Drain. It was last call for a British man whose life really went down the drain in the form of his ashes mixed in a pint of beer, according to a report. Cassidy McClinchy, 35, and her brother Owen McClinchy, 46, fulfilled their dad Kevin's final wishes by pouring his remains down a drain outside his favorite pub, Hollybush in Coventry, England, the Sun reported. Our dad had told us for years and years his wishes would be to go down a pub drain. He used to drop things down there, weird things, like his hair. He loved the holly bush and would take a walk up there every day. When I die, if you put me down the drain, I'll be able to travel to all my locals through the drains underground. Every time you walk over a drain, you will think of me, and there are plenty around, so no matter where you are in the world, you'll still think of it, Cassie said her dad had told her. So when Kevin died recently at age 66, his children recorded the moment they poured the ash-filled beer down the drain. It was a very emotional time for us all and very hard to get out of our heads, Cassie said. In the video posted online, people people cheer and clap as Owen scoops the ashes and mixes it into the lager. As mad as it sounds, this was his last wish he ever wanted, was to go down this drain. So he is here forever. Cassie said it was an amazing feeling giving my dad exactly what he had wished for when he died, and I would do it all over again. We've been through so much as a family over the years and suffered so much heartache. It's nice to have a smile knowing my dad is still causing a stir even from his drain, she added. And Joe, your time starts now.
You live your life, watch it go down the drain. It must have been nice when he got to heaven. He smells like stale beer. I guess it was in the will that he would be going down like a pint of Guinness. That's about as funny as a dock strike. that's all I got.
Wow. What a sad display by such comedic talent this evening.
Very good comedic talent in this room right now.
You watch. I've seen open mics that have more punchlines than this.
I'm about to make Joe look like a freaking genius right now.
Oh, no. Joe had one. You
Joe
have
one?
Joe had one.
I just need to get one?
No, you need to get two.
Oh, crap.
You need to get two. And your time is going to start shortly. I will tell you when as soon as this counter winds all the way. Yeah, Pip never had to encounter all this fucking dead time on the clock.
Holy shit.
All right. And Kevin, your time starts now.
Well, that's not the first time that's actually happened. There's been guys who wanted to have their ashes put into a giant joint and smoked. So I guess this is the first time I ever heard somebody want to be poured down a drain. So I think they should have tricked him. He wouldn't have known, but I'd have poured him down the toilet. So, damn it. I don't have much.
No, you don't.
I don't. But Joe's not winning, so I'm not done.
Well, he is right so far.
I still got time.
You got time.
How much time I got?
Don't waste it with talking to me.
Oh, shit. Okay.
This is usually where jokes happen.
I didn't get a chance to write anything down. That was a quick one, Davin. Damn it. all right. So, oh, God. Damn it. I can't think of nothing because I didn't get a chance to write anything down. It was a quick story, Davin. All right. So, hold on. I got one. How much time I got left?
16 seconds.
All right. So, I'm going to tie this up, Joe. All right. So, I don't have anything. I'm done, man. I'm finished.
Wow.
I can't think of nothing. That was a quick story. I had my pen and pad ready. I didn't get a chance to write anything down.
You bitch when it's quick. You bitch when it's slow. There's a lot of bitching going on.
The funny thing about this game, I noticed like when we do the workshop. I do the workshop. There's really no audience. It's all comics, and everybody is at certain places in their career. They're not everybody reads off the all right blah 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 blah, and then you look at the list. Oh. Blah, 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 blah. There is nobody that goes up there and just blasts off the set. And it's like this. I mean, it's a game of things. There's nobody that's just going to run. Maybe Davin's a little quicker. But still, it's tough to rattle stuff off. Because
I like the challenge, but I think, like you said, it's we don't get a chance to actually really think about.
No, that's why it's improv. It's like when stuff's happening at you. Boom, boom, boom. That's how I do this show. I'm fucking making jokes up as we go.
Well improv on stage, though, Davin, you have a live audience. You're feeding off of them and that energy as you know.
No, don't blame it. Listen, if you guys say something funny, I laugh. There hasn't been a lot of laughing.
The fact that somebody wanted their ashes put into a beer and put on a drain is freaking hilarious.
Well, until you guys got a hold of it, it was.
I've always said,
so let's hear Davin's. Davin, can we hear what you had to say about the drain the record?
I didn't do any. But Joe will attest. I come up with jokes quickly.
No, Davin does very well. But Davin is very very quick on his feet and very rapid fire. So this is along his alley. But the thing about it is, I've always loved this game because it really tests your skill as a comic and an improv. And also, I've said in the past, I go, if you had an improv class, this would be a great game to have at an improv class because it fucking tests your skills, man. It really does.
Well, this is.
But I'm good on my feet on stage and in my set. I freaking would kill that. All right, all right. Story. You know what I'm saying?
Keep whining. It makes you sound good. All right. So this is the last story we have. Joe has won two. Kevin has won one. Kevin has 3, 4, 7 jokes that have landed. Kevin has 7 jokes. Joe has 5. 8, 9. 9. So it is still within reach, Kevin. It is. You need to win this round and at least beat Joe by 2 jokes to tie. Or 3 jokes to win. A lot of pressure here.
That is a lot of pressure. This story is suck ass.
This is quite the spectacle we have seen thus far. So Kevin, you will go first on this story.
Oh my God, I gotta go first.
So you might want to write some shit down.
All right, let me listen to this story. Let's do this. All right. I hope it's a long one. Shit.
It's not.
Damn it.
Well, you bitch when it was a long one.
I know it was long. Yeah, we both hope it's a long one. No, it's not. Sorry, boys.
All right, guys. Plenty of comedic stuff right here. The Soup Nazi Kitchen hasn't even opened yet, and people are already calling for a boycott. By including the word Nazi in the title, owner Andrew Ho told KIRO7 he simply wanted to push back against political correctness. If you're an artist, artists always test boundaries, he said. He added 80% of Americans think political correctness is a problem, so 20% are running away with it. Unlike the actual Soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld, many people along Everett Hoyt's Avenue found absolutely no humor in the situation. It's going to attract a lot of right-wing ideology and white supremacy, said a woman who protested outside the restaurant. While the Nazi reference has since been removed from the sign, protesters said this situation goes well beyond a simple title. The owner of the restaurant wrote a book, How to Cook Like a Racist, said protester. He's got signs like that on his counter. Anger reached a breaking point earlier this week when the vandals smashed the restaurant's window. In the process nearby, business owners said they are worried about the safety of their own customers. You don't know what else could happen, so I canceled my classes yesterday just out of protection for my clients, said nearby business owner Cindy Devier. Despite so much attention, Ho said he is not shying away from more controversy, telling KIRO restaurant the restaurant will have a rotating set of tiles. Next week will be Soup Pol Pot Kitchen, he said. I always test everything out. Ho added that he hoped to open for business in a matter of weeks. He said the plan was for him to start operations in January, but the electrical work inside the establishment had taken longer than expected. And Kevin, your time starts now.
I think Andrew Ho needs to stay in the massage parlor strip club business. Andrew Ho.
No, I got it.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
or open up a Chinese restaurant, he'll be okay. But I forgot most of the story now. Shit. All right. dead, man. Wish I did this game up front when my coffee was still working. what else?
You tell me. What do you guys want to talk about?
I want to talk about Andrew Ho and his racist... All right, so a racist restaurant.
At a club.
All right, so
filler night at a club.
All right, so is a racist restaurant? He has a racist restaurant, and so he's not selling like watermelon and fried chicken. So so he's not including the black people in his anger.
And time, I generously gave you 2.
You like the watermelon joke?
No, that was one of that I gave you. I gave you that one, and you had one in the beginning, and then there was a lot of...
there was a lot in between because I was confused about... I was trying to remember the story, that's all. But,
you bitch when it's long, you bitch when it's short, you bitch when Joe takes notes. I gave you the shit to take
I
notes.
Andrew,
you don't take notes.
Andrew Ho, strip club, massage parlor joke.
I gave you that one. That was the questionable one. Okay. I gave you the...
questionable? A guy Andrew Ho?
Yes, I know. But listen, Pippa, I give you Pippa's a much easier grade here, but even she would be disappointed in tonight's performance. Now let's stop wasting time. Let's see what Joe has. Joe, your time starts now.
It's the ovens that the people had the problem about. But, however, they feel it was the right name for the place. Did you have to make the place look like a boxcar? Hitler and barley soup was a bit much. Soup will set you free. And that's what I got.
I gave you 4 on that one.
What?
It wasn't exciting, but I wasn't getting a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but because he does. I didn't say it was good, but look what he was going against.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm not bringing this.
And listen, soup will set you free is funny. You know, like a boxcar, Hitler barley soup. I mean, you know, listen, as Joe said, you're not taking it to the weekend,
right,
but for what it was. So Joe won 3-1. So Joe, I don't know if you've... I think you've gone after some against somebody else. I don't know how you did in that. But this is at least... I know you haven't beaten me, but this is a victory for you tonight, pal. How does it feel?
It feels good. I don't think I've ever won.
Wow.
Kevin Lee walked in to give Joe his own victory.
My ass whooped. Thanks, Joe.
I got to tell you, it's the first time I've done it from home. I haven't done it at the show. At the show, I've never had a pencil and paper. You know, it's all,
that's true. We never wrote shit down, Kevin. I forgot.
Had a pencil, and that,
well, I wouldn't have wrote shit down, but I saw him writing.
No, it's fine. No. But I forgot about that. At home, we don't write it down. We just got to fucking remember it, which is really hard. And, like, sometimes Pip will have, like, a funny story, but then there's these sometimes long and boring stories where I, like, halfway through, I want to shoot my brains out.
I want revenge.
You're going to have to earn it, my friend. You'll have to come back. Now, you know, here's the thing. I don't feel like I can play this against you if Joe's not here. Like, if it's you, me, and Pip, I don't know, Joe. Can I go up against Kevin?
Yeah, it'd be a different thing because Pip's going to have different answers and you got to bring it.
Yeah, but I've seen what you bring.
But I'll be prepared now that I know what the game is.
It took fucking five games. You had five stories. You got no better. You got worse as it went on.
That's because I was thinking too much, but now I'm breaking.
You know what your problem is?
I'm very competitive. When I come back, trust me.
You know what
I'll
it is? You got to see how what Joe did on that? Short. They got to be quick one hitters on this. You can't go into the long setup because it might be a great joke, but it eats up so much time.
Well, also the thing about it is in a live show, I mean, the lady at table three said something, you know, and in a second you have a comeback on that.
You don't.
Sometimes. Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes like somebody at table three will say something. I'm like, all right, can I get your email address? I'll have a comeback by Wednesday.
I mean, perfect example. If I'm on stage and I ask a guy was in the front row, what's your name? And he goes, Andrew Ho. Immediately, I'm taking that and run with it and kill the audience.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a different situation because you're sitting here at a computer or whatever. But on stage, when you're already in the zone and you're doing your thing and you're in your zone, what's your name? Don't hand somebody the apple to throw me the apple. Andrew Ho. It's a wrap at that point because I'm in my zone. I'm going to kill that, you know. Andrew Ho, no matter what.
Right.
No telling what's going to come out of my mouth, but it's all improv.
When did I say, fellas, this was going to be easy? when did I never said this was an easy game.
No, you lied.
I've loved this game as comics.
I enjoyed the game. I lost, but I learned something.
I enjoy it.
I learned something. Next time I do it, and I'll be back, I'm sure. Next time I do it, I'll be more prepared. That's all. So, Davin, next time you book me to come back and do your show, Davin's Den, and you tell me we're going to play this game, I'll be more mentally prepared because now I know.
Okay.
And then Joe won't be here, so it'll be me and you because I'll be sitting in for somebody.
Oh, right? See, here's my
I'll really look forward to
here's my
your ass.
Here's
so
my
when
dilemma.
Joe come back, you go, Kevin beat me. Can you believe that?
Yeah, no, nobody's going to believe that. Here's my dilemma. If I put you two versus each other again, I think I got to give it 30 seconds because 60 seconds was too much. We've never played this. We're repeatedly going, I got nothing. In the past, you just kept on firing even if it sucked. You
would
try.
And look, this isn't some open micers that you just had guests on this show. I mean, the three of us are professional comedians. We've been doing this for years.
They were good stories,
so
by the way. The stories
well
didn't suck.
The fucking well is dry.
Well, I appreciate the effort, Kevin. I'll have to think hard I'm good at this,
I'm very competitive.
You're insisting.
I'm very competitive.
You're insisting.
You should know that. You've seen my job, my work.
I'm aware of your work.
I'm very
But you're you're insisting to go up against me next time?
Yes, because I'm all right. Freaking. All right. I don't like to lose.
But you're going
to
lose again and worse.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yes.
I don't believe that.
Okay.
I know you're quick on your feet. I respect you. I know your work, too. But I am a perfectionist, and I hate when I lose. So congratulations, Joe.
Joe, kids. Thank you, Joe.
Kudos to Joe. I owe Davin an ass whooping.
You don't owe me shit, man. You owe yourself how to become funnier on this shit. No, it's a hard game.
It's a very hard game. But it's my first time, too.
It was fine.
Joe, have you done this game?
We have not done this in years.
Years? Okay.
Yeah, we have not done. We definitely haven't done this since COVID.
Okay.
It's been a long time. And Joe goes against me.
So Pip does your job.
Yes, Pip is the one who comes up with the stories. So
you know, but the key thing is that you get to write it down now. I mean, we never had any.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. I forgot that we allowed that. I don't know. I think we might do away with that. We did it fine. You both were able to write, but I think we're going to do away with the writing down.
Well, then we got to keep the 60 seconds in.
No, it's still the 60 seconds, but it's a lot more challenging. I forgot that. We don't fucking take notes.
I wasn't planning on taking notes until I saw Joe doing this.
Joe took advantage of my inexperience. Joe took advantage of me. That's fine. Good for Joe.
Well, like I said, without the pencil paper, you're remembering. Now you got to go back on memory. Now you got to go through the jokes and then go back and hope.
Didn't I win the round that he wrote down the jokes, though?
No, he wrote the jokes in the first round.
Okay.
And he won that. And then you were both writing them going forward, or at least had the opportunity to.
Gotcha.
But all right. That was fun. I appreciate you guys participating. You've heard it here, Joe. Kevin has challenged me. So if it's the three, of us, Joe, if Pip is out again and Kevin is replacing Pip, it will be your task to come up with the stories and keep score.
Yeah.
I look forward to coming back. I had a great time.
We will definitely have you back. All right, let's thank some folks and get out of here.
Absolutely.
Like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship.
Thanks, Sensei Russ.
Hope he heals up quickly and hope his wife Susan heals up quickly. Also, Sidesplitting Productions, you guys need a comic for a private event, a fundraiser, your restaurant, go to sidesplittingproductions.com or you call us up at 551-404-3094. Kevin, what would you like to promote?
Oh, I am busy. I'm all over the place starting. I'm at the Looney Bin this week, but the one in Jersey, I don't know what part of Jersey it's in. It's a Looney Bin.
You're as good at promotion as you are at that game.
Well, I'm all over the place. I got a shitload of gigs, man.
Look
I'm
at you working. Place, you're the guy working. Most comics aren't working a lot.
Well, I'm booked solid until freaking January right now, dude.
Really? Every weekend?
Almost, yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
You know I hustle, man. Come on, you know what I do. I've been doing this forever. You know I hustle. You know I work more than most for some reason. Mm. Hey, who gonna deny a black guy for meat cleaver?
Nobody. Joe, what do you got going on?
This week I'm not working. I will be at a gig on Thursday, and it's worth mentioning. It's going to be for I don't know if you know a comic, John Ziegler.
I worked with him once or twice.
John is a great guy. John's got cancer. Oh. And it's kind of an aggressive cancer. We're having a fundraiser for him this Thursday, the 12th, at Governor's. Everybody's coming down to support. If you know John or want to help out, come on down to Governor's. You can go to govs.com for tickets and information on that. And as we will not be in next week, I just want to push a gig I have on the 20th and 21st. I will be at Uncle Vinny's with Adam Ferrara. There will be a 9 o'clock show on the 20th, a 5:30, and a 9 on the 21st. Go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com or dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN for tickets and information.
This Thursday at 11 a.m., I'll be on Twitch TV on Drinks, Jokes, and Storytelling. It's a bunch of comedians sharing stories and trying to raise money for comedian Bob Nelson, who is also having some health issues. So I'll be trying to do that. I'll be on there from 11 to 11:15. Tune in. Costs you nothing. A good time. Well, Kevin, we certainly appreciate you coming in. As Joe mentioned,
Kevin,
we are off next week.
Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure, Joe. Stay well, my brother. See you, man.